What is up, 5 a.m. Club? This is your host, Nick Osler, and I wanted to get on here real quick. It's about almost 10 o'clock at night here, and before I finish my day, I wanted to record this for you guys. And we got a new week. Woke up at 5 a.m. this morning, got after it, actually had a final today. For pharmacology, the one I had kind of mentioned briefly in previous episodes. Nailed it, got it done, and so now on to the next thing. So, I actually have a 3 week break coming up, so it's going to give me a great chance to focus on my business and have a chance also to just get a little break. So, excited for that. Got my workout in today, just checking all the boxes for a great day. I will say I am Uber Eatsing right now, so if I do get an order to come in and I seem a little distracted, just be aware that is why. But I wanted to record this nonetheless for you guys because I had a couple of things on my mind. First and foremost, I think my goal will be to post up the episodes every day at 5 a.m. Or between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. essentially. And so that kind of will give me motivation, a little bit more motivation to make sure I am up and coherent at 5 a.m. And it will also make it a little more consistent for you guys, just so you have the chance to anticipate when the episodes will drop. So I will record the day before and publish at 5 a.m. The next day. So like I said, I'm recording this. It's about 10 o'clock at night, but I will post it up and drop it tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is going to be a big test because I am home alone, or at least my wife and son are out of town. And technically, I don't have anything to wake up for, no school to be at, no nothing. So it is going to be a test of strength and grit to see if I can stick to my guns and wake up and get going and just have an extremely productive day. I already did some daily planning, so that gives me at least a framework for what I want to accomplish in the day, and so hopefully I can stick to that. So what I actually wanted to talk about today is I feel like a lot of times I'm reiterating stuff that other people have said. So a lot of times I will give you guys quotes I heard from Alex or topics I heard from Alex Hormozi or Russell Brunson or whoever it might be, right? And I don't want to just be someone who reiterates things. So I don't want to give you, if you hadn't heard it from Alex already, yeah, maybe you hear it from me the first time, but it's in your best interest to just go watch Alex's content. So I want to give you guys something different. I'm not going to say better because Alex has far more experience than me, but that's not necessarily what this is about. This is all about the journey, at least my journey navigating just crazy life, but putting in the work, the extra work to go the extra mile and get my business off the ground and flourish. But the thing about doing it every single day is there's not always new and crazy things. So I think a lot of time I rehash stuff that I've learned or talk about things that's kind of going on. And so instead of just telling you, I heard this quote, this is what it means to me, I want to hopefully mention these things that I'm learning, but then also give you new or different stories and examples to go along with all of them. So right now I'm in the middle of Alex Hormozi's $100 Million Leads book. First and foremost, it's phenomenal. I highly recommend it. It is free on his podcast. So if you go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can actually listen to all 11 segments for free. I have it on Audible just because I know as Alex posts more podcasts, it will move down and I don't want to have to search it out and whatnot. So I have it on Audible. I have the books coming. So what I wanted to talk about today, I'm going through the section that talks about lead magnets. And what a lead magnet is, which I explained previously, is a lead magnet is something that you give for free that basically warms people up to your offer. So at Costco, it's a free sample. At Chick-fil-A, it's free rewards in their app. It basically allows you as a business to build trust with a potential customer, a potential lead, and basically give them value of some sort, solve some problem of theirs in order to hopefully have them buy something from you or accept one of your other offers, your core offer essentially. So one of the cool things about this book is that it's very like business independent, meaning the principles that Alex teaches are core principles, and so therefore they're applicable to all businesses. And I would say that's rare. Well, maybe not rare to find in a book, but there's a lot of books that are very like specifically tactical to specific businesses. And so what's cool about this one is I'm finding these principles and being able to apply them across the board. And so, and also take things that I've known and seen in business and then say, oh, this is what's going on, and kind of define things. And I'll give you an example of that. So my father-in-law has a prosthetics business. As you know, I'm planning to go work for him. And in his prosthetics company, he has a representative go around and meet amputees and ultimately tell them about the clinic, about my father-in-law's practice, and ultimately help them become a customer. Or, you know, meet any needs that they might have. And so one of the things that they've done, instead of just saying, hey, come to our clinic, they say, hey, how can we help you, right? They do some sort of coaching thing, whether like, how can we help you walk more? How can we help you hit goals? You know, so essentially like a little coaching program type of thing. And what's super cool about that is it's exactly a lead magnet. It's a perfect lead magnet, right? He helps them solve whatever problem it is that they need solved at that point. Oftentimes, it's not a brand new leg, which is my father-in-law's core offer, but it's, you know, how can I walk better? How can I make a couple of adjustments to make my current prosthesis a little bit more comfortable? You know, he answers these little questions, ultimately gaining trust and allowing them to, you know, in the future when they need a new leg or something like that, to accept that. And I was like thinking about it, like, oh shoot, that's just a lead magnet, right? And I was able to like say, he's doing this thing, which before was kind of like this great idea that my father-in-law had, and it turned it into like, oh no, here's the business principle behind it. And that's why it works, right? Makes sense. And so another lead magnet that he uses is he has these support groups. And so he has a support group. He hosts it at his clinic, and he has people come. They come for free. They get some sort of free value, and lo and behold, builds trust and hopefully turns them into a lifelong customer. The cool thing about the lead magnet is it doesn't necessarily have to be the only, or I guess I'll say it this way. The only intention isn't that you become a customer. The intention is that you build trust and hopefully you become a customer, but you should be able to get value from the lead magnet even if you don't become a customer, right? It should solve a real problem, not necessarily just give you like a sneak peek, right? Imagine if Costco, mid-chewing their free sample, said, okay, that's enough. If you don't buy it, you have to spit it out right now. Like, it doesn't make any sense, right? So they let you eat it. They lose money, right? Because they're wasting or they're using their product. And ultimately, you're becoming, or you know, you have the potential of becoming a future customer. So that is the first concept. Just it's really cool how I'm seeing, okay, this is a lead magnet, understanding what it is, and then understanding how businesses, for example, my father-in-law's, is how businesses are using it to gain trust and to, use it for what it is and what it's meant to be used for. The second thing that I discovered today is I kind of put a more clear result onto the business that I am starting. So, No Time Marketing, the goal of it was to be able to. So many people keep looking into my car. And usually I'm driving, and so people don't realize that I'm necessarily talking on it. And so I'm sure they can't hear me, but they can definitely see me in the car. So I was able to find more clarity on what my business does, what problem my business would solve. And the business model that I'm going to do is I'm going to help people specifically service, like local service-based businesses. I'm going to help them build out their website and hopefully set up some automations to do marketing. And one of the main automations that I love about what I want to offer is it allows leads that turn into customers to receive a text message or email after the fact, after they receive the service, in order to leave a review, right? So instead of the business owner having to manually text the review or like put up a QR code scanner to leave a review, it just does it all automated. And the magic of that is it allows your business to get many, many more reviews because a lot of times the reason you're not getting reviews is just because you're not asking. And it's a lot of work to ask all of your customers every single day. So there's a way to automate it with Go High Level, which is what I'm going to help businesses do. And I was like, well, what is that helping businesses get more leads? Is it, what problem is it solving? And as I was listening to the book today, Alex mentioned the value equation. So the value equation is dream outcome multiplied by perceived likelihood of achievement. And then on the bottom of the fraction, it's time delay and effort or sacrifice. And so the idea is you want to have the dream outcome be as big as possible, right? As amazing as it can possibly be for the customer. And then you want to multiply that by the perceived likelihood of achievement. So think quickly, like you want a surgeon that's done 1,000 surgeries instead of a surgeon that's on his first surgery, right? So the one with 1,000 reps has much more perceived likelihood of achievement than maybe the first surgery of a surgeon. And then on the bottom, you have time delay. So decreasing the time delay between you accepting the offer and receiving the dream outcome, and then you multiply that by effort and sacrifice. So on the bottom, a really easy way to remember it is if you're buying a program that's promising you six or a six pack, right? So the dream outcome, a six pack. Perceived likelihood of achievement, maybe they have some before and after photos of a bunch of their clients. So that's the top. On the bottom, you have time delay. Imagine a world where if you clicked buy now and then you look down at your abs and you have a six pack abs. I mean, that would be essentially a perfect 10 out of 10. That would be a perfect time delay because it took zero time to achieve the dream outcome. And then effort and sacrifice. If you were to look down and receive your six pack abs, you would have no effort and no sacrifice to do that. And so that would also be like a perfect 10 out of 10, right? Long story short, what I realized is the ability to help companies, especially local service companies, get more ad or get more reviews and hopefully more positive reviews if they're doing a good job is it will increase that perceived likelihood of achievement. Because if you're working with a plumber, you want a plumber with 500 five-star reviews instead of a plumber with a 2.5 on Google, right? And we live in this day and age where, like, even Amazon's a perfect example. A lot of times you look at the price, and then the second thing you look at is the reviews, right? At least I do. And I think reviews are so vital to especially a service business, because that perceived likelihood of achievement is unknown since you're not using like a global brand or even a nationwide brand. You're using like a local service, and so that perceived likelihood of achievement is kind of in question. But if you have 100, 200, 500 five-star reviews, it's very easy to be like, man, if it worked for these 500 people, it's going to work for me. So that is the mission, maybe not mission, but that's going to be the goal of No Time Marketing, is help service-based businesses establish their website, set up some automations, and one of those automations will be perceived likelihood of achievement, increasing that so that customers have a higher chance of deciding to go with this business. So, guys, that is all I have for you today. Sorry I went a little long, but I hope you gained some sort of value, and I hope you don't feel like you just listened to a lesser version of an Alex Hormozi podcast. I hope I was able to share a couple of different insights, stories, examples, so that they can be understood a little bit better by you guys. I want to thank you guys for being here. If you made it this far, I appreciate it a ton, more than you even know. So thank you so much for being here, and I hope to see you tomorrow.